Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Nun Ches, and we're holding it Siman Vav. So the Chayodim is going to discuss the case which the Mor talks about, where a person started out the Barucho when he said Hashem's name, he had the wrong understanding of what he was planning to eat or drink, and he was going to say the wrong Barucho. But before he finished the Barucho, he corrected himself. So the bracha comes out sounding correct, but his intent when he said Hashem's name was incorrect. So the Mora presents a suffix, the Mora does not come to a resolution on that shaila. So what do we do? So the Chayadim says, that when a person makes a bracha, he should have correct intent when he makes the bracha. During the Shem Hashem, he's supposed to have know what he's saying the bracha on. He took a cup, believing it was wine. He said Hashem's name, believing he's going to end off Bray Priya Gofen. Thank you, Hashem. And he's thinking, he plans to say Bray Priya Gofen. But he realizes before he finishes that it's really water. And he said Shakol. So now it's a suffix. So what do you do? Ein tzarich lachzor levarich. The Mishnah tells us, "Kavona ein tzarich lachzor levarich." So we do not say that the mistake in kavona is mechayiv him to go back, and the reason is because suffix brachas lahakol. V'kol shkenim lokach biyodei kois yagin v'saber shumayim v'birach al das lomer shakol v'nizker. What about the other way around? He took a cup of wine in his hand, believing it was water. He said Berachah to Hashem, planning to say Shakol Ni'abed V'ro. At the end, he didn't say Shakol Ni'abed V'ro. He realized it was wine. He said Bray Priya Gofen. So over there, it's much better, because even if he would have ended up saying Shakol Ni'abed V'ro, he'd be Yotze. Misam Refilah Chachila Bray Priya Gofen Sharei Afilah Im Siyam Shakol Yotze Kedisi V'Simen Hay. We know that if a person says Shakol on all foods, he's Yotze. So therefore, since if he would have finished off the bracha with what he planned, it would be valid bracha. So then, Gemara says, there's no shiloh. If you go buster meikara, he had the mind for shakol, he's Yotze. If you go buster saif, he said, break piya gofen. So for sure, Yotze. So then there's no shiloh. Now, Simon Zion, birach al-kosmayim, break piya gofen, b'tek l'dibra nisker b'saim shakol. So here he actually said the wrong words. And then he realizes that it was water, and he corrects himself and he says, and the correction was done. We'll define what that is in a moment. So this is what he ended up saying. So again, we're going to say that he's Yotze. So he's Yotze. Now feel im tom hakos bein time rak shalom shal Yotze mikle diber shul shalom alech rabbi. So even if he took a sip, as long as he didn't pause at the time it takes to say shalom alech rabbi, which is the time of teich le diber, it was a very quick sip. So and he didn't speak. So he corrected himself. So he did a bit of it. Now this is how the Riff learns the case of the Gemara. That was a suffix of the Gemara. So again, we say suffix brachas lahakol. And then we say that we look at the bracha that he actually said, which is Bray Priya Gofen, which was incorrect because it's water. Or do we say he was able to correct himself and go what we said at the end of Shakol Ni'abed V'ro? So we say suffix drabanan lakulo, suffix brachas lahakol, and he's Yotze. The Mishabura points out, if a person would be dealing with a bracha d'oraisa, for example, benching, and he started benching Baruchat Hashem Lekein Melcholam, planning to say Brei Nefoshos. Then he realizes that he washed and he has to bench. So he says Azonos Olam Kolam B'Tavoy. So here you have a situation where the original intent was for bracha, which would not work for bread. But at the end of the day, he said the right bracha. He corrected himself before he said any wrong words. But that's the suffix of the Gemara. Now you're dealing with being geared to the midst of the rites of benching. the bracha of the Raisa benching, that's a Savak the Raisa, and you're not Yodse, you have to start over again. Fine. Now, interesting question which will come up, and let's say you started off saying the bracha with intention to say Alamichya, and then he realizes that he has to bench. I gave you an example of bread nefoshes and then benching. So bread nefoshes for sure does not work for bread. Let's say a person planned to say Alamichya, and then he corrected himself and he said Azonas Olam Klobitzabai. See, if you learn that the chiyuv of three brachas is the raisa, so Alamichya is not a valid bracha for benching. So again, Alamichya would not work for bread, and therefore it's a subject of raisa, and he would not be yotze. If you learn me to raisa, the one bracha of Ein Sholos is enough me to raisa to be yotze the mitzvah of benching. The chiyuv of three brachas is a din d'rabbanan, so he would be yotze. So this is Machlokes Rishonim, and we'll clarify more about that, Bezras Hashem, in the next shiur. And meanwhile, have a good day.